have a trick in the book. I'll try my best to get you hooked. Hey, baby.
Take me, I'm yours.
Every breath I take and each and every step I make brings me closer, baby, closer to you.
And with each beat of my heart, for every day we apart, I'll hunger for every wasted hour.
And every night and every day, I'm gonna get you, I'm gonna get you. Look out, cause I'm gonna get you.
Temptations, I'm going to make you love me. All right. Hey, coming up right after this Faith Evans Gym, the Soul Savvy Show with Q-Lin EB, and they have a very special guest on tonight. Enjoy, folks. Kick back, grab a glass. The Soul Savvy Show is next. 70s, you don't understand. And now it's time for that show, the Soul 70s Show, with your hosts, Q Lynn and Evie.
Hey, what's going on? We got a special guest on with us. She's been on a few times. Just a fantastic guest. I love having her on. A content creator. She's really great. Y'all give it up right now for Miss Helen Collins. How you doing tonight?
Woo! I'm doing wonderful. I'm so happy to be back. Like, at this point,
I know, right?
This is family at this point.
Right, exactly. Exactly. We had to get you back on. I feel like this is going to be a fun show. As y'all heard, that was amazing. Just, like, incredibly gifted Faith Evans, legendary. Her debut album turned 25 last week. And I'm just amazed by, like, how great of a debut album that is. I feel like it's, like, I said, now I think about it now, I'm starting to laugh. But every time I hear Monica's Miss Thing album now, I'm going to start laughing because of the verses. the whole reason why I'm laughing. But like I said, with Monica's debut album, Faith's debut album is quintessential 90s. That's what I was trying to say. 90s. I didn't want to say it until we got to that because I knew I was going to start laughing. And when I tell y'all why I'm laughing, I need to quit. All right, let me get the Miss Thing album out of my head. I'm getting it out of my head now because I can't process nothing but laughter. But thank y'all for tuning in to Soul 70s Radio. If you're this first time tuning in, I'm just completely just at a low level of maturity. And so listening in, this is frequent. So if you turned off, I don't know what to tell you. We like 200 shows in, and yeah, I don't think I'm gonna get better. It's just what it is. Evie, you know, he encourages the fools. Throughout the show, he's just gonna be alley-ooping stuff, and I'm just gonna take it. Maybe do
you're
it
damn right.
Dunk or whatever. So Helen, just to, you already know what it is. Like I'm not the expectations of us acting right is not, I don't think it's gonna happen this show.
Oh, it's very
we always act right.
No, I came here to act
hilarious.
Up. Like I'm on brand with this. I'm ready to act up.
Hey, well, Helen, I'm honored to have you back. Thank you for joining us back on the Beyonce Haters Club because I think this is what we have to do. We have to focus our collective energy on that hate. And once we drive her out with that hate, then we can all flourish. You know what I'm saying, sister?
AB, ever since you went viral, you ain't been acting right. I mean, you clearly...
I feel like I go viral like every 2 days. I don't know what to do.
You literally do. And each time I'm like, I know him. I know him.
I don't even be trying. Right. I'm just saying. I just keep talking shit. I do the same thing we do right here on Soul 7. Sometimes, you know, it's a little shit talking that has to take place.
Yeah, I'm not gonna tolerate no Beyonce hate though. Don't even please
don't
write it off that way.
Don't you worry about it. We gonna hate on her this entire show. We still got minutes worth of hate.
I have nothing to do with that. Keep myself on that. I don't have any hate towards anybody just for the Beyonce team.
Wait, anybody? Okay, you're talking specifically about Beyonce. I was about to call Keisha Cole on here.
Okay, now see? Now
somebody on the internet called her off Keisha Cole. I thought that was so funny.
Keisha. Oh, I get it!
Oh. That was funny.
No, she has a key. It's just her key.
Hilarious. Yeah, I don't know what key that is.
I think that is
yeah.
very appropriate.
It definitely ain't in the 12 notes that I studied when I was in school.
Well,
like,
she had a different book.
I know A flat, E flat, minor chords. I don't know what kind of chords that is.
Let me stop, because I actually do. I like Keisha, I think, sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah, you surprised too, right?
I'm very surprised at both of you.
No, I really
no.
I because I still listen to that first album. I never really listen after that because it's a lot.
Okay.
But I still will listen to the first album.
I think you're the only one that listens to the first album.
That's what everybody does. Everybody listens to the later stuff.
Everybody loves her. I think her first three albums, I think people really rock with. But then after that, it's like everything. I don't even know the names of her albums after that. They probably come to me. I know the singles off the album, but once again, I don't know those either. But I don't know if that's just me not caring or just me getting older. Either way.
A little of both.
I don't know. Yeah,
right.
So I was like, oh, yeah, I
remember
that song.
She was trying to put it off, like, I don't know if it's just, no, it's a little bit old. You really just don't give a damn.
Yeah, it's like, no, I think it's just me not remember. I'm not good at remembering titles. I told y'all the other week.
Yeah.
One of my favorite Ozzy Brothers songs, I can't never remember the name of it. It's a bunch of favorite songs of mine I don't ever remember the name of. I just know the hook, and it's like, it ain't never the title of the song. It's always the hook that ain't got nothing to do with it. Like with what is it? Kevin Campbell's "Can We Talk?" It's like I want to know your name. That's what.
I'm like,
wow.
I want to know your name.
It ain't got nothing to do with the. It just constantly says, it's like, what's that song? I want to know your name. I'm like, oh yeah, that's the song.
You just skip the "Can We Talk" part. Just go right to
right, exactly. Just go straight to it. Right. But yeah, we give an honor to Faith Evans' debut album, 25th anniversary, 25. And we are also celebrating, y'all, those of y'all listening, y'all probably are like super Beyonce fans more than me, but probably me as well. But, Beyonce's birthday is tomorrow, and I was like, why not do an early birthday celebration? We never did it. We've been on the show for 3 years, and I've never done a Beyonce.
Nope, we've never felt the need to honor her. Tonight, we're going to honor her, because that is the supreme Virgo of all Virgos, and, you know, her day, it deserves, you know, the devil got a day.
That's funny.
Oh, right. My God. Oh, it was just the way he said that. That's what he do best. It's slick stuff. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I just slide it in there real quick. It's
that's
like sex, you know, you got to just slide it in and... Oh, I'm sorry, Karen. I hope no kids listening tonight.
Right, it is.
I'm on one.
You know damn well ain't no kids listening to this show.
Hopefully not.
They should. They should. Me and QN, best teachers these kids could use out here in these streets.
Right.
No, you say some questionable things. Yes.
Before we get derailed, we need to, I know the listeners are listening in, and if they're not familiar with you, just let them know, like, if you have anything going on, like, what you've been up to. I know COVID's been crazy, but have you been creating anything in this process of COVID?
Yeah, thank you for asking me that. Yes and no. Most days I'm just trying to get through the day like everybody else with everything going on. But I still have had some really good creative moments. I am working on my first comedic short film, so I'm excited about that. I'm still writing it, so that's my challenge, but it's also been really fun, and I think I am ready to jump back into the podcast world. I think I'm ready to jump back into the podcast world. We'll see. We'll see how EB may turn me off tonight. I don't know.
I'm doing my job, baby. That's my job.
Listen, I'm so, you know, sometimes I like to go back and listen because I loved y'all Chef Crawford interview on your former podcast that you had, and I was so disappointed that it still wasn't up on the thing. I was like, you know, I still want to go back.
We're working on fixing that. We are working on fixing that. I promise you this weekend I am going to do my best to try because I need that interview.
Right, I just want to listen to the past episodes because I missed a couple of them, and I was like, man, it ain't.
You know what's crazy, Q? Guess what? Today in my, you know, those Facebook, like today, 3 years ago, whatever, a picture of me, you, and Ben popped up. So we were literally together on this day 3 years ago.
Wow! Really?
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. Yeah. That's wow. Oh yeah, it wasn't. What is it? September? Oh yeah, we are in September. I'm still thinking.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's the 3rd of September. That was the day my daddy died.
Oh, that is that song. That, I don't know why I thought it was the 13th of September. I'm not good. My name's
why did I think?
I don't know. I just didn't look.
You thought I was for real, huh? You thought I was for real,
huh? Yeah, I was like, okay, empathy. Give him empathy.
Yeah, we should have played the tune. Oh.
I wasn't thinking about it. I wasn't thinking about it. I just remember, yeah, he was listening to Beyonce and it killed him.
CB.
Wow.
He just come out.
Man. What are we going to do? It was something. The only savvy update I got is that I'm kind of halfway sleepy because I shouldn't have ate all this vegan food. It's one thing because sometimes eating it don't fill you up, and so I ordered way too much of it. And I mean, I was halfway. That's why we almost started. We almost didn't start on time because I was about to take a quick nap that would have lasted until about 8 o'clock in the evening because I'm kind of sleepy. But I'm going to pick my energy up, though. I think I'm good. But that was a random thought I had because I'm thinking about sleep. But other than that, I was watching a YouTube video yesterday. And you know, like, how you watch related videos, and it's these two, I don't know how old they are, but they're real young. Well, like teenage young or whatever. They may be 18 or 19, I don't know. But I was watching there. They have these viral videos of watching stuff that's older than them, music videos and stuff like that. And
yeah,
so
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're called Twins with New Trends or something. Hold on, let me look up the name. But I was, Twins the New Trends. I was watching it, and it's something, the thing about it is that they're so, like, innocent, and it's like their reaction to it is like, it seems genuine, but then they say they ruin it, like, at the end of the video for me because then they'll say something real young. Because they were watching SWV Week, and they were into it. And I'm like, oh, this is blowing your mind. Wait till you get to the two bridges. I'm like, because songs today, what? I was like,
they only have one bridge.
They only got one bridge. I'm like, wait till they get to the end of the song. It's going to blow their mind when they hear how this rhythm keeps changing throughout the song. And so they're into it. Like, they like, this is a banger. I guess that's the new word now for the
banger.
New kids is bangers.
Banger.
We're going to go with that. But, yeah, they said, this is a banger. And then he said something real young, and he was like, man, SWV, man, when did she come out? And I was like, they were just saying singular, like it was one. I was like, man, y'all just, like, ruined me. It's a whole group on this video y'all watching, and y'all like, oh, man, she's dope. Who was that? SWV. I was like, they got so many videos on there. It's called like First Time Hearing. You probably
this on YouTube, right?
Yeah, it's like two black boys. One of them got like little short dreads, and another one just
support,
got a
I support blacks. I support everybody.
Right, yeah, they got
except
all kinds of
Beyonce, except for Beyonce. Everybody else, though, I'm on it.
Right.
Shout them out again.
Even,
what's their name?
I think they're called Twins with New Trends.
Oh,
I
Beyonce
might
got twins, but I bet her twins ain't got no trends. Okay, twins
but
for
anyway,
trends.
Okay.
I'm with it.
They have multiple videos of them listening to new music, and then they're, like, really into it, but then they just keep saying young stuff. Like, they were listening to the Fugees, and they were like, man, that girl got some talent. And I was like, man, I'm like, damn, nigga, like, she went triple platinum. Those are triple platinum hits y'all listening to. Like, y'all don't know nothing about their record. Like, they were blown away by, like, stuff that I used to go to the music store and get on cassette tape. Like, that's where I'm at. Like, we had to go search for the music. You know what I mean? They just look it up on the internet, and it's like, oh, man, y'all didn't even have to go through it. They don't know. It's a lot of songs they don't know that I thought was common knowledge that everybody knew. But now, I really want to interview them now just to, like, my curiosity is peaking because I'm like, where did y'all, like, I feel like even people in Zimbabwe, like, know who Mary J. Blige is. So I'm just sorry.
You know what, though? It's different now because when we were there, like, we had radio and we would get introduced to new things. today all they have really is streaming, and they just pick what they want to hear. So they don't even hear a lot of the stuff that was even popular back when, you know, we was growing up and we had to find the music and we had to go and buy cassettes and buy CDs. Like, they don't know none of that. All they know is, I'm going to Tidal or Spotify and I'm gonna listen to this one playlist and I'm going to, that's all I'm gonna listen to. They don't expand their, musical anything because that's, I mean, it's just different now, unfortunately. But I'm glad stuff like that exists.
But it's the innocence to it, and from looking at the comments, it's a lot of younger kids that are getting turned on by it. That's what I love about it, because now, like, their audience is probably predominantly, like, teenage from, like, maybe the youngest, maybe, like, 12 or 13, because they've, like, edited their content to where it don't have cuss words and stuff on it, and they use the Vivo videos that's, like, I guess, censor-free or whatever, or cuss words and all that, so I'm sure the demographic is probably mixed up or whatever, but... It was like I said, they have a genuine, like, you could tell, like, it's their first time, like, I could tell when somebody's pretending that that's the first time they hear it, but they were, like, genuinely, like, into the songs, and they, like, they're, like, diverse with their pick, because they'll pick, like, Phil Collins, and I think one of the songs they had, I think it was Bon Jovi or something on there, but, yeah, got, like, a range of music on there that they'd be listening to on the first time. But, yeah, I just want to pick their brains of, like, because then they're listening to songs that were already sampled, like the Fugees, Killing Me Softly. Like, I want to know, like, do they actually track the samples of it? That was just me. And it's like, but, yeah, I need to interview those guys. I need to set that up and interview those guys and ask them, like, what is it? Like, because I'm just shocked that, like, they have no idea who... Like, Mary J. Blige came, that Be Without You song came out, like, 05.
Yeah, okay.
They
like,
had never heard it, and
the
I was
bigger
like,
artists, like, well, how old are they?
I don't know. That's
oh, okay.
The question mark I'm on.
Because
yeah,
I mean,
I just can't pinpoint how old they are.
I can understand the SWV one, because, you know, they were gone for a while. So I guess I can kind of understand that. But, like, Mary, it's kind of like, you know, even if you don't know all her songs, like, you should know who she is, maybe. Like, you probably saw
her. They had no idea who she was.
They didn't know the freaking chicken or nothing? Wow.
They went straight to
I mean, niggas don't eat
freaking and they were like, man. They was like, man. They was like, she was going there at the end of that. She was like, they was like, man, she got some talent. Like, I was like, wow. I was like, I love that they're, like, into it, but then they say something real young that just, like, takes me back, and it's like, where am I at right now? It's like, am I this old? I can't be this old to where y'all don't know that this song existed over 15 years ago.
Well, first of all, you absolutely are that old.
You're
that old enough. Okay, let's be clear.
Right. Hold on, now take it 30 plus up hit right now.
I can't go through that. I really can't. So it's the innocence. It's the innocence for you. It's the innocence.
It's like them discovering new music. The factor of it, and it's like blowing their mind of like, wow, like, and they're taking it, and it's not just 90s music. They're going back to like 80s because. I saw one of them do a Luther Vandross video. I'm like, oh, yeah, he going to take you there. You go through his catalog, and he was just, like, having a moment where he was, like, feeling it. I forgot what song he was listening to, but I think it was Since I Lost My Baby. It might have been that one, or I forgot. But, yeah, he was, like, it was just how it started. I was like, oh, if he pauses it, he going to be pausing, like, because sometimes, like, when you're trying to take in something, you got to pause it to really, like, let it sink in. And he did that. I'm like, oh, you're going to keep pausing this throughout the video. I was like, and that's what he did, because I'm like, he was taking it all in. I was like, yeah. And then he did the same thing with Lauryn Hill's X Factor. And they were,
damn.
I was like, man. But then
I know
they
were
hurt, like,
when they got to the end of that Lauryn Hill and they realized that's the only album that she had. Oh, man.
They probably got to that part. It's like, man, this girl, they was like, man, the way she, they did the Fugees Killing Me Softly. They was like, man, I ain't never heard somebody just like sing on top of a hip hopper. I was like, oh my God. I was like, see that? That's when innocence takes off.
I'm interested in what they listen to. Like, what is, like, what type of stuff do they actually
wow. I was like, really?
That's
this is
actually
the first
really
time hearing hip hop and R&B mesh together? I'm like, wow.
Maybe they're not from here. Maybe they're not from
here. No, they sound like they have American accents. Like, they sound very American. But yeah, that just, like I said, it's the innocence, but then it's also like, why do you have to add that to it? The, like you discovered it, but then you like, man, I didn't know, you know, people were singing over hip hop records like this. I was like, oh my God.
How do you lose me?
I gotta
you
take
lose
it off.
Me when you start, yeah, you lose me. Cause then I'm like, then I get irritated. Like, now I know damn well. And then, like, just listening, them watching young kids play a Luther Vandross, I feel like that would give me anxiety because I would just be waiting on them to say the wrong thing. Like, just ready with my hand cocked back, just completely ready to slap the taste out of their mouth. You know, like, if they don't like
Oh, you got an aggressive energy. It was just like, wow. I think because I'm older and it's like, wow. Like, it's just shocking to me. Like, the Be Without You one really threw me off because I'm like, if they were born in 2000, that means they were 5 years old when that song came out, and I just can't, my mind just can't process
they
that.
They don't know it yet.
That somebody was born, it's, for me, it's just.
Well, first of all, somebody
born
was born in 2000.
Right. What we're going to do right here, we're going to go to break real quick, and we're going to play you another Faith Evans song. And we're going to talk about the debut album when we come back from break.
Welcome back. That's to the Soul Savage Show. That's Faith Evans and All This Love. Back to you, Q. Oh boy, did we lose Q? Q Land?
Oh, Q left the building.
She
okay.
left the building. No, she.
Man, my phone. Uh-huh. I'm here. I'm just resonating in faith. Glory, that's
okay.
All it was.
Okay.
I was jamming to myself. All This Love is like a right. constant jam. It's like,
we're just checking on you.
Those harmonies. How did she come up with that? It's like, man, I was listening. I got to rewatch that live she did last night because I missed some of it.
She went live again tonight, too.
Oh, she did? I need to watch that and really see how she, like, created that album because that album, like, first off, shout out to Chucky Thompson, like one of the greatest songwriting producers of all time.
Greatest.
And shout out to Puff as well. But
he did.
I think he actually, from what people that I know, they said that he actually did produce on that song in particular. So I'm for sure. I don't know about the other stuff that he writes his name on, but I know for sure.
Well, look, this is the thing, though.
Don't say, like, no, that was
no,
okay.
I get
that
it.
Was
this is the song. Thing. Like, for that first album, Puff had to be, like, all in, hands-on, because, you know, that was his label. It was Bad Boy, and she was the first lady, so he couldn't risk that not being a hit. I mean, whether he took part in it or not, it still would have probably been amazing, because the album is perfect from beginning
album.
To end. Like, there are no flaws on that album. Like, there are no flaws on that album. It just flows. I mean, press play. Like, I don't remember the last time I really, like, pressed play and let it play for my enjoyment. Like, I'll do that with stuff if I'm listening. But, you know, that's one of those albums that you just press play, and it actually takes you right back to 1995, I mean, things were so great. We didn't know who Beyonce was. The world was just beautiful. It was perfect.
Yeah.
Faith didn't, she said she didn't get any kind of, like, I guess, leeway from Puff in the studio. Like, she just did her thing. She said she turned all the lights off in her studio room so she can just sing, whatever, because I guess she had the shyness or whatever from church. You know, whatever. Not the, she has like the bravado, like, oh, I need the scented candles in here.
Yeah,
not saying there's nothing wrong with that, but she wasn't like going in like, but she was just like, I knew what I was doing. She had already like produced, like she knew how to produce vocals. She was already doing that. That's
producing
how Diddy found her. Yeah, she was already doing stuff like for Albie Shore, Christopher Williams. You know, she was already doing that for Uptown or whatever before Diddy, you know, made Bad Boy. So she already had the background to do vocals, like stack her own vocals and all that stuff and do the vocal layering in the studio. So she already had a leeway into that. And yeah, and she said that she had been producing, she was a kid, like she would do hip hop, records. She would sing over hip hop records and, her and Redman, like growing up in Jersey, I guess, they knew each other and she would get records from him. EPMD, she said she would do sing over records like that and do vocals over top of those beats. So yeah, she already had it. It was just, I think that the gospel background, that's what did it. And people say Karen Clark a lot and I get it, but it's mostly like choirs. If you really like study the background vocals, it's really like I listened to all of Hezekiah Walker albums back in the '90s. Like we like lived as musicians, we lived off of those records when we played in church. And so her music more has more so of that influence, more so than Clark Sisters. I think it's a level both, but if you talk about the gospel edge, it's definitely that, but then also she has the jazz thing as well. And I hear a lot of Sarah Vaughan, definitely Anita Baker, like we can't leave that out. Like Anita Baker is probably her top five influences, like, cause that's all I hear sometimes when she starts riffing and she gets into these jazz notes and it's like, wow, like it embodies like everything that Anita was doing with the songstress. That's what some of her songs remind me of. And I would like ask her, like, what album specifically did you like listen to? Like, I know a lot of people say like caught up, the Rapture album.
The Rapture,
and all that. I feel like she was in a different.
It's very songstress. Yeah. It's like, I'm glad you said that. Cause when I listen to it, it has that same flow to me as, like You're the Best Thing Yet or like Feel the Need. Like some of those songs just go like real deep. And it's just, it's Faith's voice. And I was saying earlier, I get the Karen Clark Shear thing. It's like, oh, okay. I can hear that. I can see what people say that, but you were spot on. It's like those choirs. It's a lot of like Hezekiah Walker in there. Like you can hear, just like on a You Don't Understand, like when she's like, I'm down on my knees and the background is like, yeah, it's like that's Faith. I don't know. It's like her magic vehicle. You can always tell the difference between a singer who used the church as, you know, their school and they got that anointing versus somebody like Beyonce who probably don't even go to church. Ain't that right, Helen?
You know, much like my relationship with Beyonce, we love the Lord. We try and show our face every now and again.
Yo.
I have to tell you guys, I really have to say this. I am so impressed with you guys' musical knowledge. Like, I just sit back. I can listen to you guys talk about music all day because I can tell you guys really love it. You really study it. You can just now, just talking about Faith Evans, I'm like, dang, I didn't know that. And, you know, me and Faith, you know, having similar vocal abilities, I relate to her a lot. A lot of people.
We gotta hear the records. We gotta pull the records up, Helen, and get a reference of this.
Run down.
Shout out to Miss TLC, because I think she's listening in. Yo, she's posted an Instagram story and giving appreciation to Faith Evans' debut album last week. Listen, Eric, EB, she has the range, okay? She was killing it. I was like,
always.
Let me find out Miss TLC about to drop an EP, but that's all they tell us to Miss TLC. But yeah, she was killing it. Those vocals. Like to be up there with Faith Evans in that, it was like perfect pitch. I was like, there you go, you're talking right. But Helen, we need to hear audio of you, see if you got perfect
pitch.
We need to hear, you know, evidence of this vocal range of yours.
That's if you can compare yourself to the Faith Renee Evans.
I know what my vocal range is. It's a cool, I will listen, when it comes to harmonies, any three-part harmony, I got you. If you need me go down a little bit lower, like in a lower register, I could do that as well. Might need take me a couple of menthols or something like that, something with menthols in it to get deeper down in that register.
What, you trying to be like Mavis Staples? What's going on?
I'm just saying, if y'all need a bass, like somebody sing bass, I might can do that, you know, for maybe one song, depending on what it
right.
is.
I'm not good with that. When I was younger, they used to call me Little Minnie because I sound like Minnie Riperton, and I know my pitch perfect, and I know all my notes be on point. So, I mean, I might not be able to do the low notes,
the
but
the
high notes.
The thing that makes you a good harmonizer is you have to understand the notes. You gotta understand like what's the like with Faith notes is soprano, so I know I'm gonna drop down lower because her songs are
right,
in a very high key. And if I could go up, like with hers and Anita Baker's, I can go up. It's just going to be in a falsetto, and that's a safe range. Like, if you sing there, like the way she does, you got to sing full voice. I don't sing full voice in soprano. It's got to be falsetto. But, yeah, my falsetto is pretty cool because I'm an alto, and so I can just work that range a little bit.
I got a T for you that's gonna work wonders for your vocal cords. You won't need any more mentholation.
Wait.
Anything.
Wait a minute. Don't pick that.
This T is known.
Yeah, I can get,
okay.
Listen, I'm not no Faith Evans. I ain't gonna give you no Whitney vocals. I ain't gonna give you a Brandy vocal, a Mary J. Blige vocal. I'm just gonna give you what you need. Like, that's what my vocals are. Like, they're going to be good.
You sound like
on
my
feet.
Ex. What?
I won't be on perfect. What? Is he? What was that? I got good, like what Pam said on Martin, I got good yin-yin around the house voice.
Yin-yin around the house, yeah.
But I can harmonize, though, so I kind of level up. Like, I'm leveling
but,
up over
yeah.
shower singer and car singer.
Because
like, I do better than that.
One of the things that I began to realize, and I should have realized it long ago, but, I'm a huge fan of, like, the Emotions and the Jones Girls and the Pointer Sisters, and the way that they talk about harmony, and a lot of singers, you have to understand, for Faith to do her backgrounds the way that she does and incorporate those harmonies, every singer can't do that. They can't listen to someone else sing a note and then sing their own note. It's something that they just can't do. And with Faith, it's like no matter who is singing, I don't believe there's anybody Faith could not like harmonize with and take that shit to like level 1,000. That's just like something that's in her, and everybody can't do that. I'm not gonna name Beyonce's name, but it's something that everybody can't do.
That's great.
I'm joking. Beyonce could do it. She can do it. She can do it.
We'll get to that when we give her a little appreciation. We're gonna talk about her in a little bit long. But what we're gonna do real quick? I'm going to ask y'all top songs, and then we're going to go to the 6 minutes of rage, and then we're going to go to break again, and then we're going to get into this verses. But before we do all that, I need to know, I was going to say three, but maybe two is maybe we go through. It just depends on how y'all want to do it. Y'all want to do a top two, a top three. What's your top two Faith Evans songs from the debut album?
Oh.
I'll go first because I don't even want to be in y'all's way.
You're good.
No, come on now.
You're good.
I mean, let me get in and get out. I like Soon As I Get Home. And I like the song that was played at the very beginning of the show had me laid out with the vocals.
Yeah.
It had me laid out. So whatever that song is
called. No. If you love baby. That's my jail. And that was very Hezekiah Walker-like with the ending, because it went up a little octave, because he does that in his songs. But he changes the key, though. She didn't change the key. She just went up an octave. But it's definitely similar with Hezekiah Walker does. He'll keep building the song at the end, and she definitely picked up that. She really studied that. That's what I noticed. But, yeah, That is just straight gospel harmonies, like, all day. Like, that's what it is. It's just straight gospel. That's what I feel like right here, the debut album. You said it was As Soon As I Get Home, and you said, is it that one, or you got another one?
Okay, so I have a question, and I don't want no shame, okay?
No.
What is the name of that song? Is it called I Remember? What is the name of that song?
You Used to Love Me.
Used to Love Me. No, don't do me now.
Julian just talked about not knowing the name of the song, but here you go.
Sometimes I can figure it out. Sometimes I can get it. Sometimes.
He got it.
He got it right off the bat, though, because I was lost. I was like,
I was thinking the song in my head whenever she was singing it. Hit that note again. It actually sounded better than Keisha's version. Yes. There we go.
Come on now.
You definitely hit that better than she did. I tell you that much.
I'm not going to, Keisha, I don't disrespect singers on this show, so I'm not going to even say nothing.
Well, you ain't really disrespecting a singer. Keisha has, but keep on.
We only kidding, guys. Soul 7 and Show.
Evie, what's your top? Give me your top two.
Okay, there was the ones that we played. I picked the two.
Those are your top two?
That's hard because it's such a perfect album, but I would say those are the two I listen to most, and if I had to choose another one, it would be Give It to Me. Like, those are the three songs I listen to the most from that album.
I would say mine is All This Love and But Come Over.
Come over is a sermon. Like, I mean, first of all, when she attacks that second verse the way she does, like, nobody has any business singing like that. And I sometimes still hate her for doing it. Because I've noticed that Faith does that a lot. Faith will give you a great first verse, but it's something about the way she sings the second verse. It's like, sometimes I don't know where she gets that. Like, she takes the song to a level that I wasn't quite sure was possible when she started the song. And that second verse to come over, and then at the end when she say she fucking up and cracking on her own, I felt that in my spirit.
Yeah. Sounded like she was about to break down and cry after she said that.
I swore she was.
Right?
Crying over an ugly nigga too, but whatever. Faith, I ain't mad.
You talking about the baby anyway. Or B.I.G.? Oh, you talking B-I-G. About him. Yeah. That guy. Yeah.
And we can't forget on the album when she channeled Barry White for No Other Love. Pretty little baby, you have given me good time.
I keep telling you, she didn't drop down that low.
And all I want to do is make it better.
What do you think she sung it that low?
Yo, that's how I be singing it at home. I ain't going to lie. I be singing it just like.
Just say that. That's what you think. That is not the note, sir.
Pretty little baby. No, but Faith has range little that people baby. Don't have because I love her lower register.
That's not a low register, though, because she's up there. I can't even hit that note off the bat like that. Pretty little baby. I can't even hit that.
No, Q-Man, copy me.
Every man wants a woman.
Come on now.
Oh my God. Helen, he is strategically dropping the note. Can you hear him do that on purpose? The lies he does.
Hey, that means I know my notes. I can drop it down. I can bring it up.
Oh my God. Listen, a legendary album, great album, classic album. It's timeless. Like, I never get tired of hearing that album.
One of the best from the 90s.
Even the interludes. the cream of crop of interlude is on the Faith debut album. Like,
I mean,
what?
I was about to say, you know, Faith has never had a bad interlude her whole career, so it's hard to be
what?
Like, if you thought she had bad interludes?
The disrespect with all the interludes, love them.
Yeah.
But yeah, what we're gonna do right here? We're gonna go to 6 minutes of rage real quick with the engineer greatness is standing by. Will Boogie, if you're ready, we'll get to 6 minutes of rage.
Yes, the rage is on, folks. Okay, in case you clowns out there, especially that orange orangutan, okay, if you say that COVID ain't nothing, it ain't no, you know, hey, you want guys back in school? You want the football to start? Oh, let me share this with you. 1/3 of your top 10 or Big 10 athletes tested positive for that COVID. Now they have something called myocarditis. And that's an inflammation of the heart, folks. These are young folks out there. And these clowns for a vote, okay, for an election, they don't give a damn. Oh, they just, hey, whatever it takes to win, they will do it. Oh, my God. Jacob Blake. Oh, did you hear lately? Jacob Blake had a weapon. That's what that deputy dog-looking AG, Attorney General Bill Barr said. Oh, he had a weapon, and he was in the midst of committing a felony. Well, all of us saw that damn fake, that tape. So, at what point did he have a conversation and said, I got a weapon. You guys got 8 guns, but I'm getting my knife. Oh, did that ever happen? Huh. But he was in the midst of committing a felony. Really? Oh, killed. Hey, how far would they go? Breonna Taylor. Oh, they tried to get her ex-boyfriend to flip on her. They say she was involved in drug trafficking. All right? But, you know, hey, I tell you what the lawyers say for the defense, I mean, for Taylor's family says, you know what? At least there's honor among thugs, okay, among criminals. Can't say the same in the White House, can you? Oh, man, how far will they go? I mean, this is an actual story, folks, if you want to look it up, because it's absolutely horrific. It makes absolutely no sense, except for there is evil lurking. Give you a little background on this. The attorneys representing the Breonna Taylor family slammed Kentucky prosecutors in an apparent attempt at slandering the reputation of the young woman who was killed. They tried to offer him a plea deal. They wanted him to lie to go against her, right? This is Jamarcus Glover. A plea deal if he would claim, and guess what? No jail time. See, this would also exonerate the officers, wouldn't it? Oh, there are no bad cops. All right. Okay, live out in California. Matter of fact, there were 3 were talking about killing using the N-word out here. Say, yep, we like to put a bullet in their heads. They was officer fired. The orange orangutan said, hey, there are thugs on a plane. Thugs on a plane. You know they're wearing, you know, black outfits, you know, and they're coming on with weapons on an airplane. When is the last time an airline let anybody on with a weapon? Okay. Well, they're flying to a city near you. Kanye West. Oh, my God. No, not the presidential run. That farce of, a nominee. Well, he wasn't even a nominee. Rips off black businesses, a black business to the tune of about $20 million. That's what the lawsuit alleges. Now, this media company that was supposed to be focusing on his ministry, and he had them to move out here to Los Angeles and just some other places. And said, hey, look, I'm going to put $7 million to move, and then there's another $10 million coming. All right. Nothing ever happens. And this surprise. Okay. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Donkey. Okay. What was that? Donkey for Shred Pompeo. Okay, well, we'll get to that later. Trump's your people now to vote twice now. Oh, you're going to vote by mail, but also make sure you go to the polls to, you know, cast your ballot again to make sure that it's there. Okay, that's illegal. I don't know what's happening. First Lady's Best Friend wrote a book. Do you guys hear about that? It's a bestseller. I understand, along with a book by his niece. Said the man is absolutely crazy. She's also a clinical psychologist, and she's a doctor. And guess who would know that clown better than anyone? Candace Owens, Diamond and Silk. I like to call them cotton and plastic. Oh, they were denied at the GOP. And I see that peanut head Paris denied there also. Well, anyway, folks, okay, if you jump on that bandwagon, you know, you got to get on the back. Okay, that's easy to push you out. Anyway, back to you, EBQ Lit and Helen. That's been my 6 minutes of rage.
Hey, Helen, you want to give commentary on his rage?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, just whatever you thought about what he was talking about in that 6 minutes.
Okay, so are we back on?
Yeah,
okay.
Basically, like, we wrapped it up, and he's talking about a whole bunch. And to me, I just say Trump is forever trash. That orange, spoiled Mandarin looking.
Mushroom.
Full Tampico, hot Cheeto puff, in chief. I never have any words for him. So if you want to go, if you want to give commentary on, anything that was happening, I guess how do you feel about, Kamala Harris being, the VP nominee for Joe Biden?
Okay, I got you. So I'm actually okay with the pick. I've moved past, like, the debate. I think the debates about her racial identity and stuff like that are very stupid. I think that there's no reason for us to not give her a chance to prove herself. And I think she deserves an opportunity to show black people what she can do for them. Fuck Trump. You know that. Oh, can we talk on the show? I'm so sorry.
Well, you just did.
Yeah,
I mean,
listen. This is the Soul Savage Radio Show. We have the producer has given me all full range to act as heathen. I was about to say heathenist, but I don't think that's a word.
Oh,
as heathen, like as I choose to be, and I take full reign of that, and I respect that decision because I feel like it's a very wise decision to let me do that on the show. So
wait a minute.
Say whatever you want to, Helen. It don't matter. Okay.
Okay.
Say whatever you want to. It don't matter.
Hey, you know, I want somebody's take on that Breonna Taylor and how those prostitutes are trying to slander her name to get those white cops off. I want to know what you guys think about that.
I thought you said prostitute at first, Will, so it was taking me a while to register that. I thought you said prostitute, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, they are prostitutes, too. Yeah.
Go ahead, Taylor.
That too.
Go ahead, Taylor.
It's sickening. It's horrible. First of all, Will, the whole 6 minutes gave me life. Like, I really feel like the way you deliver that, you know, helps us, gives us all a moment to be like, yeah, I hate this place. I think it's just sickening that they would try and get, you know, people to lie so that they can get out of this. This has been going on for so long, and I can't believe that they're still trying to find a way to get out. We're not going to stop until you arrest the cops that killed Breonna Taylor. There's nothing that you're going to be able to do to trick us. Like, I feel like our eyes are wide open now. There's no end to the evil that exists in that entire system. So.
Yep, you're right.
I think we need to stay diligent. And I think that people of color and our allies are doing a good job of not moving on, you know, in the past, it's, you know, because there's so much to deal with, we typically move on with the next news cycle, but for some reason this year just hit different, and, they're not going to be able to throw anything at us. It's going to change the fact that they need to arrest these cops. They need to go to jail, prison.
EB,
you got a comment there?
Yeah, I mean, Pretty Little Bit. No. I think it's ridiculous that these, that we are, like, literally jumping hurdles and through hoops to avoid bringing murderers to justice. But, I mean, it's not even about them being police officers. It's not about her being a black woman. It's about, like, we are really, well, not we, but they are trying to justify the murder in order to protect something, in order to protect the blue lives, in order to protect their privilege, in order to, you know, disgrace the memory of this woman who was murdered in cold blood. And I'm glad that, not that I'm glad that it happened, but I'm glad that it happened during a time when people are paying attention. And like Helen said, that we are being diligent and demanding that those police officers are arrested, because I just think about the many, many, many times that this type of thing happens and we don't know about it. And those cops have kept their job to kill some old people. I mean, it's, I'm glad that it's happened in a time where it seems that the world is watching. And, you know, maybe, coronavirus hitting when it hit was a good idea. You know, I mean, everybody's in the house. Everybody's paying attention. Tensions are high. I'm ready for change. I'm ready for something different. And I really want the system to be dismantled and rebuilt, because the one we have now is not working. It has not been working.
Right at it. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's absolutely horrible. Then they turn around and say Jacob Blake had a weapon. Now, all of you guys saw that video. At what point in time did you see him with a weapon? And what is one, if he had a knife, so what? You had a knife against 8 guns, who's going to win? That doesn't make any sense either.
You know, I didn't watch the videos. I stay away from them. But I will say this. It's always interesting when an unarmed black person is murdered or is injured by police officers, and they try to spin it as, oh, they had a weapon. But every day we hear and see stories about white criminals with weapons,
right,
who actually attack the police, but they are able to be arrested, and they still have their lives. Like, we either die or there's a loss in the quality of our lives. And at this point, I really think that black people, we all are living with this PTSD, living in in the world. It's every day. Like, we have to sit by and watch as they justify murdering us and then play in our faces about it. And that's what makes me mad. Like, they play in our faces about it. They try to do everything but what is right. And all that tells me is that, you know, I don't want to say that the world hasn't changed, but sometimes it doesn't feel like we are any closer to equality or any closer to being seen as human than we were in the 1600s, you know, when they brought us here in chains. So it just kind of, It pisses me off, but it's like Helen said, we have to stay diligent. The youth have to stay diligent. You know, we have to keep that going, because that, I really believe that this generation of children now, and not just black children, I mean all races of children, I really think that there's something special there, and they are going to figure out a way. I mean, it's going to take a lot of old motherfuckers dying off, but they're going to figure out a way to, march us into a better place, because we're not there right now. And especially with that, I don't even want to say his name, that man that lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest. Especially
You're talking about Mushroom Small Stem. Yeah.
With him in power, and just, I don't even want to say he's dividing the country, but he's making people feel really, really bold. Like, I think we were already divided. He's just showing us that it's not something that's ever gone away. But with him in office still, we're not going to make it. Like, we really not going to make it.
Right.
No.
Right. That's why we all need to go out and vote in
Got
November.
To.
I'm so glad. November is right around the corner. Two more months.
We got
this travesty of this administration that we've had to endure. Oh, my God, waiting for it to be over with. Hopefully y'all show up.
I'm voting a week early. I'm going a week early. A week early.
I don't care. Listen, I don't care if y'all go to the vote polls like your mama is forcing you to go to Sunday school or vacation Bible study during the week. Like, I don't care if y'all got to go to the polls. Like, all right, whatever. If that's y'all interpretation of voting for Biden is being forced to vote for him. And don't even start with the lesser evil. I get tired of y'all doing that. But hopefully, I feel good about it. I still think it might be close going into the, like, the ones with the most electoral votes, like Michigan and South Carolina, I think, Wisconsin. That might be, I don't know, hopefully we can, you know.
Right.
I don't know. It feels like it's going to be kind of close there, but hopefully. I'm just really hoping for the best because I can't do another 4 years.
Like, oh my God!
I don't care. Keep trying to get up out of here. Like, but yeah, we're gonna talk about what the whole internet's been ablaze on the whole week. Is this as y'all know the Versus creation from Timbaland and Swiss Beats has the whole internet going in a frenzy every time they start one, and the one they had go frenzy is the Brandy versus Monica, and when we come back from break, we're going to get right into it. But yeah, we celebrate early birthday celebration for the queen.
Woohoo! The queen of the lip sync. All right.
This is all EB's pick.
Yeah,
so,
I picked all these songs, guys. Come on now, we about to show.
EB
these are my four favorites.
So, yeah, we gonna get into it. We'll be back, y'all. Baby, that was a long time ago. I'm not feeling it, I'm not feeling it. On top of you not calling me back. See, I bet you think it's all on track. And you acting like it's all a mess. I'm not feeling it, I'm not feeling it. Let's go, kid. I think it's time to go. Let's go, kid. Can't hear one no more. Paces. We in trouble, but you won't meet me at the bridge. It hurts me, feels so slowly. Did you forget where you're gonna live? I'm on my body, body. You don't want my body, body. I can't let come of nobody. You won't make me call somebody. What about my body, body? What about my body, body? You would rather throw a party somewhere I'll be naughty. No, I hate sleeping alone, but you said that you were gonna be home. Baby, that was a long time.
And we're back. Soul Savage Show on The Buzz with Q Lynn, EB, and Helen.
Hey, that one, you got to do a mean body roll to that song when it come on.
Man.
Hey.
Hey,
that
one's right. I'm doing a chair twerk right now that Monica was doing the other night on Versus.
Oh, we got to get this.
Hey.
Oh, my goodness. We've got to get Soul Savage on video. Q Lynn, I want to see you do that.
I know, right? That's why I need to not be on video. I need to get this.
EB, did you say scary?
It was a scary video. It was really scary to me. It was scary. I didn't understand what was going on. I liked the song, though, but the video was scary. I was like, what's this big cat? And I saw pearls, and she was lip-syncing and stealing people's work and taking credit for people's work. And it was scary to me.
Oh, my God.
To me. Just to me. Maybe not anybody else.
In a celebration to Miss Beyonce.
No, but that is my favorite Beyonce song.
Listen, I hope these tweets that I sent out is not bringing in the
Beehive. No. We don't need no Beehive. Because people think I
nations, hate. Okay? Bring them all,
I
bring
hate
them all
Beyonce,
that love.
And I don't. That's my favorite song because I feel like we got the real Beyonce for the first time on that song because it was just a chick from Houston. She was country. She was hood. I ain't gonna say nothing mean about her, but if I had to say something mean, it was like, oh, this is really you and not somebody else. And I don't know, it might have been 25 writers on the song. Who knows? I mean, it didn't sound like it, but none of her stuff does, and she still uses that many. But, you know, it was the first time I felt like, oh, this is like really Beyonce. So that's why that was the first pick. And I did that just for you, Helen. Mwah. Pretty little baby. You're welcome, babe.
Oh, the disrespect. We're going to get right into it. The disrespect is lining up with the verses because I feel like you got more when we get into it. We got to get right to it before we run out of time. We talk about this, like I said, Swiss Beats and Timbaland's verses this past Monday on August 31st. It was Brandy versus Monica. And I had already figured they were going to be in a room together. It was at the Talton Studios in Atlanta. And, yeah, you already know, I think they do it, they're planning it now the way they had both in the room just to keep from technical difficulties because others that have done it in the past, they've had, since they've been doing it the way they have them both in the room doing it, they haven't had any trouble. And I think whatever software they're using for Instagram, whatever software they're using, they just going to go with that. So I guess however long they're going to do these verses, I guess if you watch it, just anticipate they're going to be in the room together. I kind of just lost track of COVID right now, and it's like, because at first I'm like, why y'all in the room together? But now it's like, we like 5 months, I lost count of how long we in this pandemic. So I'm like, whatever. Some of them are wearing masks, some of them not wearing masks. I was like, all right, whatever. But I watched it. Okay. I'm not going to go. I'm going to let y'all chime in first because I didn't realize that my like I said at the top of the show, my immature level was going to be so high.
Well, shit, mine might be stopped out at night.
I had every intention of, like, you know, really looking at this, you know, even kill, like, not taking sides, just my immature level is too high right now. My opinions on it after y'all go. So whoever want to go first, y'all go in.
Oh, my God.
Helen, hit us with it.
Oh,
what you think of the verses? That was my Karen Clark shirt.
I didn't really appreciate that. I didn't really, you know. I don't think I know enough about Karen Clark's here to even get that reference. But that's a time, that's a talk for another time.
Okay, let's go. Let's overburden. You don't embarrass me. You don't embarrass me on air.
Okay.
What? Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead. We'll talk about that another time, definitely.
Okay.
You ain't gonna disrespect no Clark sister. Not on here.
Not on my watch.
As it hit the table like the out of my
yeah.
Not on my watch.
Beloved. Oh my God.
Beloved.
Okay, so Brandy versus Monica.
Monica versus Brandy.
There's so many layers here. So first thing, it was awkward. It was definitely awkward. just the dynamic between the two. But I gave them both grace because I feel like, you know, it's been years since they've seen each other. They're seeing each other for the first time and to do this great big thing for the culture. So I appreciated that, but it was definitely like, cringy. I should say right off bat, I'm Team Brandy. I will always be Team Brandy. That's never going to change unless Brandy does something awful.
What? Okay. You said unless she does something awful? You don't think she... Okay, I'm going to shut up. Go ahead, girl. All right.
Oh, we're about to argue.
Don't even weave him into that traffic. Oh, man. I was not trying to make a joke. Oh, my God. Karen, see how it happens? This is the domino effect of
how... I shut her up and she starts to pin down.
I was not trying to make that joke to the listening audience. It was a slip of the tongue. I was not trying to do that at all. I don't even make jokes like that. Listen, to the new listeners that listen to the show, I do not make those kind
Welcome
of jokes on this show.
Welcome.
Oh, my God. Helen, please continue.
Okay.
So
I
You seen Brandy.
I didn't watch the full thing the first night it aired. It honestly really didn't keep my attention. I still think that Brandy has the better song. She absolutely has the better album. She is more talented. I feel like people like Monica's personality more. She's more fun to be around and all that stuff. But when it comes to music, it's Brandy 1,000%. And I was actually shocked that Monica has so many fans. I couldn't
What?
Monica fans coming out the grave. No, it was Monica fans coming out the grave. Monica don't have no fan pages. Monica don't have no, you know, she's not.
Because we grown. Her fans grown. They adult.
Rock, but come on, Brandy fans not adult. You know ain't
she
no fans with Brandy.
You're right. They don't know who she is.
Go.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry. I'll listen.
Okay, so I was talking to one of my friends, and we were both Team Brandy. And unfortunately, I rewatched the battle the next day, and I did agree with him that the battle goes to Monica. Listen.
He said, unfortunately,
the
I'll rewatch.
I think the versus battle goes to Monica for several reasons. One, if she was just a better vibe. She provided I don't know what was going on with Brandy. I think maybe she was nervous.
Well, I thought it was about catalog. I didn't know this was a personality contest. I thought they were going with catalog.
Well,
I was about to say, what's the judging criteria?
You
said catalog from what I heard.
You're not telling me. Are you guys really, really sitting here saying that Monica...
Oh, no, I'm definitely not.
But we're not fixing to sit here and act like Monica played at least five songs that I had no idea. And I've listened to a lot of Monica's albums.
Never
heard she definitely played, especially that Snapping, that dated song. What was it? Lean With It, Rock With It? I heard that in the song. I don't want to hear that in 2020.
Oh,
that song
okay, I know what you're talking
well
about.
At all. She
go
definitely
ahead.
Didn't win off of that pick. That song is terrible.
It's
a few of the songs that didn't age well. I'm just saying.
Her music doesn't need to be played after one another. Like, it just didn't, it made Brandy's music sound away. Like, I don't know what it was, but it was like, no, her songs are better than this. Y'all are not getting it. This is not doing it for me.
Really? Are Oh, you, my God. Wow. Okay. I love every song that Brandy picked. Like, I didn't think she had a lost pick. And Monica lost after she played Keisha Cole's song. What did she play that?
No, wait a minute.
Like, oh,
that
Brandy
was a big
wanted.
Song, though. I don't know it, but I heard it was a big song.
When she
song
played the feature song, like, she played the Keisha Cole song off of that I think it was either Daniel Caesar, and that song, Knox. That song with Brandy and Daniel Caesar, oh, my God. That joy is crazy.
That.
She played that after that? Are you kidding me? She lost after that. Like, they picked the song of how to battle each other, and I'm not going to sit here on this radio show and say that Brandy wasn't bat for bat with all her picks. Like,
well,
I'm going to
sit here on this radio show and say it. Come on now. I mean, I think it's generational,
like, if you heard Monica's
regional
choices.
It's regional, though, because she's from the ATL, so she was giving us
that
what is it called? But it's not dated to the people. I don't live there.
No, I'm talking about
like
the Lean With It, Rock With It.
Yeah,
I haven't heard that song since you came.
It's like,
I don't hear nobody
like,
listening to
but,
that.
Oh, they still listen to it in the South, trust me.
Yeah, just in the South.
My grandma called me the other day, and it was in the background while she's reading the Bible verses to me. Like,
that
I was like,
song
okay,
don't
here we go.
Slap at all. We talked about universal
hits.
We ain't talking about, just regional
at all.
Listen, no. I think, unlike you, Helen, it was awkward to watch, and I could not finish the whole thing.
Wow.
Let me just say this.
Really?
I couldn't. I kept tuning out and tuning back in and out, and it was because of Brandy. I was just like, you're annoying me, and I don't like to be annoyed, so I was like, I'm not going to do this. But and then they kept talking a lot, and I was like, play the music. But you're right, Helen. Brandy's music played back-to-back with Monica's makes it sound weird because they're not similar artists at all. Like,
nope.
With Monica,
nope.
You're going to get amazing production. You're going, you know, get a, you're going to get I can't even, I don't want to be offensive here. You're going to get a neck rolling. I didn't want to say that.
Yeah,
you're going to get a neck rolling. You're going to get a neck rolling vocal, and you might get a nice rapper feature. With Brandy, you're going to get a nice production, but the star of her show is the layering of her vocals. You're going to get these
mm-hmm.
amazing background vocals. You're going to get these Whitney Houston runs. You're going to get the face, pretty little baby. You're going to get all of that when Brandy sings. So I think people listen to their music for different reasons. Like, I personally, I just love Monica's voice. I think it's the girl we grew up with, and she's singing, and she made it. And she's going to sing, and I'm a root for her. With most people, when they're listening to Monica, you know, they want to roll their neck. They want to drink, what they drink now, Hennessy? Is that what the kids drink?
That's what the girls are drinking. Yeah.
Okay, they're going to drink their Hennessy. They might clean their Glock off, you know. They might send a little money to the commissary for their boyfriend in jail. You know, when you're listening to Brandy, it's more of a sophisticated palate because you have to, I think a lot of people have to know music on a technical level to appreciate what Brandy does. So when it's played back to back with Monica and something like a Versus, when people just like trying to have fun, it's like you're kind of missing out on some of the greatness of Brandy's music.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, she just looks stupid and she acts stupid right now, so you're annoying. But
wow.
You're missing out on some of that. No, I'm just saying, you're missing some of that. You ain't always got to give disclaimers after I say stuff. Listen.
I'm just shocked that y'all have this assessment of this. Listen, I watch the Verses, and so I get if you haven't really tuned in, that's what they do on there. If you never watch the Verses, that's what they do is talk. I felt like it flowed, like, perfectly. It's other stuff on the internet that I saw that I laughed at.
I mean, and I will
especially
say this.
With the poems that Brandy was doing, they was like, okay, Moesha Angelou, I thought that was
The poem.
Oh,
yeah, I will say this. It was my first time trying to watch a Verses, and I didn't know what
your assessment makes sense to me now.
I didn't know what
sense.
To expect because I thought, honestly, I thought we were still in whatever month that was that it started. I thought the people was going to be in two different places playing music.
Oh, no.
I wish it was going to be like that. I think they're trying to do too much with it and make it commercial.
Yes.
And honestly,
yes.
For Brandy and Monica, this is for both of them. I know they get tired of the comparison. I know they get tired of the pressure. So I know it was awkward for both of them to have to be there and do that. Not even have to be there and do that, but have to do that anyway. Like, you know, they're two of the best that were did it. Yeah, you know. And Monica was dressed like Lord Farquaad, and Brandy
I saw that on the internet. I cried. That was funny.
So
they said Monica looked like they said she had a gun under that beret. I was crying.
All I keep thinking about.
You know what I sung, Evie? You know what I sung when they said that up? When I saw that on the internet, when I saw, I said, "Guna, Guna cabaret."
Yo, no, y'all, hey.
Girl, with the gun under a hit. No, I'm kidding.
I think, like Helen said, and Q, when you asked about it, you was like, it's not about, like, personality, it's hits. But it's at the same time, most people watching, they're like, no, that personality can turn you off, but you're not even thinking about it. But also, like I said, it's generational and regional. So everybody, well, most people I know from the South, we rocking with Monica off rip. Like, we just like, oh, Monica got that because that was what it was. Now, if they were to go versus where it wasn't songs, but it was albums, oh, Brandy went there completely. Like, she got that. But it was like, oh, you know. And then, you know, sometimes Monica just, I used to be in love with Monica. It was a crush I had when I thought I was heterosexual. I was on the wrong path. God has showed me the light. But it was something that I loved about her. But I loved Brandy, too. Brandy was actually, her debut is one of my favorite albums from the 90s because it's perfect, and it was the first, it was the first CD that I actually bought was Brandy's CD, and it was one that I ride with, and I wanted her to play a lot of stuff she didn't play, but I get it, they gotta play, you know, what they think can compare, but it's hard to do that when people make totally different types of music, even though they're from the same era and they were the same age, it's like, you know,
it's
Monica makes music more.
It's a vibe. It's like Monica, like if you're feeling a little bit like the 90s, like, you know, edgy, a little hip hop. Like,
I love how we're all searching for different words to use so we don't use hood or ghetto.
No.
That seems like, you know, it's
I'm
a
not
90s hip hop vibe. No, girl, say what it is.
Right. It's not ghetto though. I said our music is for the fast girls in school that used to cut class with
they wear starter jackets all
they always
they
had a hall pass.
Pregnant.
That's
how
music
pregnant, that's why.
They was always
this thing is like a oh go ahead, Helen.
I was saying, like, those love Monica, they go in for Monica. Like, those girls used to wear them big-ass black, oversized black jackets. Those puffy jackets.
Had the baby fat jacket.
It's my nigga's jacket.
Had the baby fat jacket. Post-out deal.
That's the only way you can hide the pregnancy.
Toothbrush.
Go ahead.
The post-out deal with the toothbrush. Like, it got to go with that.
With the little ponytail, the little ponytail where all the hair don't quite make it to the ponytail. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's what
it is. No, it's real. I get it.
No, but Monica, the thing is...
The casino.
The casino? Oh, okay,
that's,
all right.
That's
now,
the
y'all
older Monica fans now. They
y'all gonna
disrespect
her? Y'all gonna disrespect her like that? We gotta be in the casino on the slots. Talk about before
we
run out of my life.
Take one so we can go to the casino and hit the casino
tonight.
Right.
Why take one?
Right.
Why is that? See? Oh, Monica. They coming for you, Monica. We
would
love to have you on.
What's another black name? I'm trying to use a real black name like Jalen. What's another one?
Oh, my God.
Jalen is the blackest name of all time.
I got two. Beyonce and Giselle. There's some black names.
Okay. Okay. I got to segue off that. Okay. This is before the giggles take over, because once I say what I say, we're going to go to break after I...
Hold on,
I
let me take a sip first, because you're about to make me laugh, and I'm not going to... No. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to give my little analysis before I say, before I get goofy. Okay, here's the thing with both of these, like I said, it just depends on your vibe, who you like Brandy's more, like you said, the harmonies, the layered background. And I feel like over the time, Brandy's music has progressed more. I think if you listen to the verses, you can see how much from her debut album to the second album, third album, how much it's progressed sonically, the sound. Because the first album was more funky.
There's a reason, though, Q-Lin.
It was all that.
Q-Lin, you have to acknowledge the reason that Brandy's albums have progressed and it sounds like she's grown. It's because Monica just started off as a 48-year-old woman drinking Newports, and she still is. Brandy started off as a teenager, and her shit got sophisticated. Okay, all right. I just want to, you got to, don't be lying. You got to put it out there.
You're about to take me out. You're making my point, or what I'm getting to is, wait, it's a climax to that. I'm going to add on to that, Evie. That's my point. That's going to take me out. The point that I'm going to make, that's what I'm making. Shit is going to take me out, so you got to let me get to it. Hold on. You say you messing me up because now I'm thinking about All right, I'm going to tell you straight for like 2 minutes. Give me 2 minutes. I swear to God, I'm going to get it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You messed me up. They got me thinking about it now.
You had me scared for a second.
I'm trying to focus. All right, let me focus. Let me get focused. I got to get my thoughts together. He didn't mess me up because he got me thinking about it now. Okay. Okay, go back. What are you trying to say? Okay, Brandy, you can see over the years how she's evolved, her sound has evolved. And Monica, I think she just like, to me, they're two different kind of artists. Like, Brandy, like she said in the verses, she said that she wished that she would just listen to the music, and she's always being a perfectionist and trying to perfect every note. Monica just be like, however I start, look, I ain't gonna go that way because I'm gonna start laughing. Okay, she just basically said that however she feels the song, that's how she plays it. She's not a perfectionist. She just likes it however she wants it to sound. And if it grooves, that's good enough for her. Brandy is more detailed into the harmonies and all that. And she actually said that she actually prefers to do backgrounds more than lead vocals. I thought that was crazy. But, I thought it was great.
Yeah, she's good, yeah.
But like I said, it's either way. How I looked at it, I think it was – I think because all y'all – shady, messy people on the internet already knew of how many beefs they've had over the years. I think the fans have been so invested in. That's why, if you're, because there's a lot of people I'm friends with, they had no clue about the beef or whatever. And so they, a lot of people that I follow on Twitter, Instagram, like they enjoyed it and they didn't really look at it as awkward. I think, like you said, it's two different kind of personalities. Brandy's more like brother. She's like she hangs around aunties. Like she hangs around Jennifer Lewis.
Old school
I'm Hollywood. And so all her friends are like Jennifer Lewis, Tashina Arnold, Tisha Campbell. Those are all her friends. And so they make shapes.
And all Monica friends on Blood Block 9. I'm not bad. No. Monica hangs out with like Mary Jane. Monica hangs out with everybody.
The way Brandy interacts with people, she interacts like an auntie. She's like an old auntie.
No.
The way she talks, she likes to use the banter back and forth with her, is my point. And the way auntie
and Monica,
do. And
yeah,
Monica don't do
that.
Monica is like from the hood.
Yeah.
So she don't do that.
We finally got our first usage of the word, ladies and gentlemen. Hood.
Okay. Right. Okay. Let me wrap up my point. Monica, they're two different kind of personalities. Monica is like more laid back in the cut. So if it seemed awkward, I didn't think it was awkward. I felt like they were enjoying themselves. They had like little playful back and forth banter. And I could get more detailed into it, but we ain't got no time. But from what I was looking at it, they looked like they were having a good time. I think whatever awkwardness is because people have the expectation that they want something to go wrong because they've had this, like, alleged 20-year beef or whatever.
Yeah.
But, if you're looking at it already knowing information, of course you don't want to look at it like, oh, this is awkward.
Like that. But
it wasn't awkward for me because,
I'm just saying, out of all of the verses that they've had, and I'm trying to remember most of them, like this one, was the most anticipated because people were expecting that beef. So I think most people probably went into it having a favorite no matter what, just because they took sides off some. And it's crazy to say this. I mean, yes, they have a beef, or they had a beef, but it's also like, I think as fans, we have to take responsibility for a lot of that beef, because we are comparing these two women who are nothing alike. It's just so, it just so happens that they're around the same age and they were, you know,
right,
doing things at the same time. And they both, I will say this about them. I would say that they both had very great careers and they both were very influential, on like the current generations. I think you probably hear Brandy's influence more. Because again, I want to say, and I, and this is not a dig at Monica at all, Brandy makes really great cohesive albums. Like she, it, you can tell that there's a different thought process that she puts into it. With Monica, I hear love. Like she, it's what, it's where she is and what she is. It's like Monica goes into the studio with the intention of making you feel something. Brandy goes into the studio with the intention because she wants you to hear something. And I think those are two different things. And I'm not saying people don't feel Brandy, because I, listen, I was, my little young self was singing Broken Hearted to that little boy down the street. I'm young, but I'm rising up. You know, I was ready.
And it perfectly segue into my point, because that's what I was going to bring up. I actually watched the whole thing, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the verses. I didn't feel like it was awkward at all. They were twerking on each other afterwards. They didn't look out. They were acting like they've been cool forever, the way they were acting off camera. So if you see that video footage, I've seen like two different video footages of them exiting off the verses, and they were having fun.
And they looked happy.
I didn't pick up on
very
the awkward.
Happy,
yes.
Yeah.
It didn't seem fake either, because I don't think they would have did it if it was fake.
Well, I don't know.
EB is segue perfectly to my point. I enjoyed the verses, because I didn't come in thinking like, oh, they're going to, the shady moments, I feel like it was there, but it was playful, and something Brandy said, I don't know if it was intentional or not, but she is she needs to do stand-up, because when she said this, I just exited off Instagram while I was talking laughing. She said they had just played Broken Hearted, and she said she played it because Monica said that was one of her favorites of hers. And Monica was just talking about, she was like, well, whenever I asked you to play it, you had made a face. And she was like, well, I just made a face because, you know, that was when my voice was changing then. And she said, Brady said my voice was changing then. And, you know, your voice is always been strong. It was the way she said always strong. It took me out because I said when we did the Miss Thing 25th anniversary last month, when we played the songs, I said I can't listen to that album without laughing because Monica does all the 90s runs, like any kind of 90s. Mm-hmm. It's quintessential 90s because Monica does all that. And the fact she was 12 doing this, Monica's voice is bold ginger ale strong. Like, that's how she singing so strong on this thing. Like, those notes she was hitting on.
You brought up a good point, though, because I will say, I probably listen to more Monica because I like Monica's songs. But going back and listening to all of their work, just like you hear Brandy's music, like a clear progression in like musicality, you hear her voice maturing and you also hear her material maturing. With Monica, if you're listening, don't shoot me. This is not a dig at you. This ain't a dig at Q-Lynn.
Nobody.
But no, it's like with Monica, honestly, you still sound like that 12-year-old girl a lot of the time. Like, I can tell your voice has gotten stronger, but I can't tell your voice has matured, because I think there's a difference there. And your material, I mean, you in 1994, was that Miss Thing or 95? You were singing, you were singing about the struggles of a woman four times your age. And now that you are a woman four times your age, you're still thinking about those same struggles. And that's cool, because there are people that need that. There are people that need that. And I get it, girl. Girl, do it.
Freaky Murder. I get it. Do it. But I want them to work together and not in the way that people expect. I want Brandy to coach Monica a little bit in I can't even get the right word, but there's coaching that needs to be done. And I want Monica to tell Brandy sometimes how to say, just fuck them people, do what you want to do. Like, they both could learn a lot from each other, and I love the fact that they're both still here, because some people are not. And not even just still here, but they're both still here and very visible. Now, I do think they both did it for different reasons. Monica just won a free C Murder brand, and they got a new album, so it was like, oh, okay, this is perfect. Like, this will give us some free promotion. I'm glad they did it. The culture needed it. I needed the memes. I needed the laughs. And I want them to fuck what us as the fans are saying, like, they got a beef and all this other stuff. Just move on with their lives and continue making music, because, I mean, they're both still making music. And I think we don't honor that enough for, number one, as young as they started, but number two, for as long as they have been doing it. They both are still creating, and they both are still giving us what we want, no matter what it is. I mean, I think maybe Brandy should... Brandy should probably get rid of a couple of things, and by that I mean her mom and her brother. But after she does that, I think Brandy will be great. And Monica,
when
she said
that, though, listen, I don't know if, like I said, it was an intent. We're going to go to break after this. But when she said, your voice always been strong, I just think back to like this and like that, when she's singing from all of her appendix. Like, that's how strong she was thinking. It takes me out.
I was about to say,
and I could
so
never, bad. I can't even listen to that. I listened to Like This and Like That yesterday, and I cried for like 20 minutes.
I'm falling in love with you. I need to know if you want me for sure. And you were so.
Oh, if you like to eat someone other than me.
Gotta find another. Yo, okay. Quick point before we go. Wait, I remember Monica was singing. I forgot what song this was when I was a kid, and it was some Monica song on the radio, and I was in the car with my mom and my sisters, and my sisters are in the back, and I'm in the front with my mom, and I just remember singing Monica's songs and singing it like her, and this is not a dig, Monica. You know how sometimes Monica can sound, like, nasally? Like, I remember doing that. Yo, I remember my mom almost crashed. Like, she had to pull over, and she laughed at me so hard. I didn't sing for so long
I was laughing at when Brandy did it.
Yeah, I didn't sing for so long because I thought that, oh, my God, I can't sing. I sound horrible. My mom laughed me out, and it discouraged me. So any young girls, young boys who are listening, if you just can't keep on going, then keep going. Don't stop. And if you sound like Brandy, if you sound like you know, singing from the depth of a girl, and you layering your vocals, then just keep doing that. But stop giving us vibes, y'all. Brandy and Monica are a perfect example of two singers who they can be vibey. Well, no, Brandy can be vibey, but you know she can still sing. I think she gives us power when she needs it. She's a smart vocalist. She thinks about the notes that she's going for. Monica, on the other hand, there's no time to think because you can't take it personal. Like, you just gotta go. And if you hit the note, you hit it. If you don't, you don't. And most time, Monica always hits the note. I will say this. Monica always hits the note, but it's just whatever note she decides to hit. I love when she sings.
Oh,
Monica,
my God. We gotta go to break real quick. Don't take it personal, baby. But we gotta go to break.
Baby.
We'll go to break and we'll be back.
Hey! Come on!
up and rub up and fill up. Kiss up and rub up and fill up on you. Give you some time to prove that I can trust you. Again, I'm gonna kiss up and rub up and fill up. Kiss up and rub up and fill up on you all night.
It's a jam. Soul 70 show. Back to you, Q.
I like that song.
That's the my mom loves that song, which is why I loved it. And I have to shout her out because y'all know I don't really be listening to Beyonce like that. But she picked me up from the airport in Charlotte shortly after the Lemonade album came out. And I'm from Columbia, South Carolina, so I fly to Charlotte because it's cheaper and I'm cheap. But the entire drive back, which can be anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour and 30 minutes, depending on how fast you drive, she played that song on repeat, and I got tired of it after about the third or fourth time, but it made me appreciate the strength of, you know, Beyonce's voice or whoever was singing the song for real, and what they were doing with their vocals. And I was like, oh, this is actually nice. So shout out to, whoever wrote the song. I know it wasn't Beyonce. Shout out to them. And shout out to whoever really sang the song.
Oh, I know who did it, and I forgot. It's losing top of my head. I know exactly who it is, but Helen. I think of it whenever Helen talks.
It's probably Luther Vandross.
I'm so sick of y'all.
While we'll find in the next song, we're going to go to break. But before we go to break, Helen, what's your top favorite Beyonce song?
Why do y'all do this to me? I can't pick. You know what?
You can't pick. It's like trying to pick your fingers or something, your favorite hand or something.
What? Okay, Q.
That's equivalent of trying to. I'm just saying, Evie always trying to find shame. So I was saying, that's the actual thing. Yeah, you know, somebody made it up. Go ahead, Helen.
I would say I prefer anything from her first album is going to be my favorite. I prefer R&B Beyonce, which we rarely. Good to see anymore.
I like that song from there. I like that song.
Yeah.
I like that. I like the way she harmonized on it. It's dope. I think she studied Solange a lot the past few years. I think once Solange's been dropping that heat. Listen, y'all need to get on board, okay? I think she's
a
big fan of her sister's writing, and so she's trying. I think the past after the Beyonce self-titled joint, I feel like she's been trying to step up her writing game. But like you said, she's a Houston girl, so she likes to embody the, you know, that country ghetto. What is it called? Contretto? That word, when you ghetto and country at the same time, it's contretto. Kind of like contralto. Vocal term, but yeah, it's contretto.
Now, why we couldn't use that word for Monica? Okay.
Right. Monica's definitely leader of the contretto movement. That's what it is. But I love, like, Beyonce, everything after the self-titled, I like. Like, I feel like the 4 albums, like, most of her fans don't really like. I feel like that was when she was real R&B, was with the 4 albums. I think every song off there is, like, a smash.
I got to see what's on 4, actually. I don't know.
4 is a really great album. I feel like that's her best
album.
Oh,
that's when
progressive vocals. I feel like, especially with Love on Top, that's one of my favorites. But, her vocal range has gotten way better. But, like, I like some of her pop hits, too. What is that one? She had, like, a little too short thing going on.
Oh,
I
man,
like,
I should have put that Flawless remix on there. Damn.
Flawless. I don't know the words, but yeah, that my rock.
She didn't
my rock. I woke up like this. I woke up like a bitch. I messed up the words. I woke
did
up like
say
this.
I look like a bitch?
I did not. I don't know what.
I was like, what?
But
that's
we
not what Beyonce said.
We are going to go to break again. This is off her self title. It's called Rocket. Again, all easy choices. We
all my
back.
Choices. Hey.
Beyonce, get right to it. You be back, y'all.
Let me take this off. You watch me. Let's mess appeal. Don't take your eyes. Don't take your eyes off it. Watch it, baby. Grab a hold, don't let go. Let me know that you're ready. I just want to show you now. Slow it down, go around. You rock hard, I rock steady. And rock right up to the side of my mountain. Climb until you reach my peak, babe, peak, babe. Right into the bottom of my fountain. I wanna play in your deep bay, deep bay, deep. Then dip me under where you can feel my river flowing flow. Hold me till I'm free, forget to breathe. Don't watch me over until my well runs dry. And I ascend all over me, baby, deep bay, deep. Rocket to waterfall. Rocket to waterfall. Rocket to waterfall. Bathing the waterfall. I do it like it's my profession. I gotta make a confession. I'm proud of all the space. You put it in your face. By the way, if you need a personal trainer or a therapist, I can be a piece of sunshine, inner peace, entertainer. Anything else that you may read between the lines, you and I create rockets and waterfalls. So rock right up to the side of my mountain. Climb until you reach my peak, babe. Right into the bottom of my fountain. I wanna play in your deep bay, deep bay, deep. Then dip me underway and feel my river flow and flow. Hold me till I'm free, forever.
cross me over until my will runs dry. Desire lives all over me, babe, babe. Hard rock, steady rock. Hard rock, steady rock. Hard rock.
We're back. The Soul Savage Show. Q,
hey,
EB and Helen.
The jam. That, she's definitely influenced by D'Angelo with that song.
Oh, yeah.
It definitely
oh,
gets all the way. How does it feel all the way?
Oh,
and Miguel wrote that, co-wrote that song because, you know, she added her name to it as well. You got to say that. Got to add that for just informational purposes. But, yeah, that, them harmonies is crazy. That joy, right? Playing you, baby, baby. I was like, oh, come on, Beyonce, with the harmony. Okay.
Right.
I see you out here. Yeah, I was like, okay, Beyonce, I see you. But yeah, shout out to Beyonce, early birthday celebration. All songs, beat songs played by yours truly, EB for Praise. He,
thank you,
he
thank you
all
so
the
much
songs for the show. So
thank you,
yeah,
thank you.
If you enjoyed that little B playlist, that's from EB's personal favorites. Yeah, I forgot about some of the songs, but yeah,
forget about Rocket.
Oh yeah, Rocket.
But you got to grab them by the balls.
Jesus, he said Rocket till waterfalls. Jesus.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
First off, the way the song starts lets you know what's going on. She said, let me kiss. Listen, one time I played that, and I had it on Bluetooth speaker, like, out in the open at this hotel, and I was like, oh, shit, look, where my phone at? I was like, I forgot it was my next song on my playlist. I was like, oh, shit, let me find it. Where's my phone at? I was like, let me turn it off. Because all these white people, all they heard was, let me sit this It was loud on the Bluetooth speaker. I was like, oh, my God, where's my phone at? This is inappropriate. Oh, my God.
That's how you intro a song. That is how you
intro, that is how you intro a song.
Yeah. It definitely will grab you. The way EZ put it, grabbing some genitalia. That's
not what he said. Good. That's not what he said.
I said grab him by the ball.
Yeah. He said that word. But, yeah. Just in case for sponsorship and advertising, we still don't say genitalia. Consensual genitalia. But, yeah.
He said nothing about genitalia.
I don't even know that word. I don't even know that word.
I didn't know that word. He wants to fight a rocket to a waterfall. Jesus Christ. Goodness gracious.
Oh, boy.
She wants somebody playing the deep. She said, we ain't getting
hey
this. She said, this ain't no shallow kiddie pool. She said, we ain't all the way into the deep.
That's what Adele was talking about, rolling in the deep. Hey,
oh,
listen.
My goodness.
Rolling in the deep. Beyonce said, you need to rock it. I need you to rock hard and steady. Oh,
steady.
Hold on. I'm getting myself.
And if you, this is the ED plug. If you want somebody to roll in your deep, you can DM me. Or you can call me. I will rock it hard and I will rock it steady.
Oh, no.
All right.
He's going to block you right after this. He's going to be like,
I will.
What's your name? She's like, oh, yeah, that happened.
I won't even remember it. Listen. I just can't keep on going.
Nothing in love with you.
Yeah.
I think you said no. I can't even go to
like that.
Yo,
wow,
she did some chin-ups just to do to get that energy, get that upper diaphragm together. Because that vocal right there. Sorry for sure. I can't even sing like that.
Y'all are so
just what
she has a heavy bravado. Heavy bravado.
When I'm hanging in the line, don't want to take it out on you. Soul Savage Radio, y'all. Helen, let the people know where they can find you on social media.
Follow me on Instagram at TheLovelyHC. I appreciate it, and stay tuned because I got some content coming.
Yay! Right, yes, I'm going to be on the lookout. Definitely going to be promoting it as soon as you drop it. Don't worry about it. It's going to be all over
Woo-hoo!
My Instagram. So, yeah, we're going to be looking for it. I'm also looking for them old episodes of that podcast, Mutual Matters. Mutual Matters still matters in my world, Helen. I need them. I want all of them.
I'm going to see what I can
give
do.
Me all the,
see what I can do.
Give me all the episodes. I want all of them just to listen back and hear all the greatness. But, yeah, thank you so much for coming on the show. As we do at the end of the show, we do a savvy heathen talk, whatever's on your mind. You can go ahead. You got a savvy heathen talk, just whatever's on your mind, just say it.
Some of y'all need to smoke weed.
All right.
That's right.
Rest on it, y'all.
Yeah.
Some of y'all.
I love
y'all. And that's all I got. That's all I got. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Yes. EB, go ahead with your savvy heathen talk.
I'm just going to go with Beyonce. Rock it till water falls, fellas.
Yes,
rock it till water falls. And if ain't no water falling, and you ain't rocking it, she ain't wet.
Yeah.
That's my savvy heathen talk as well.
Yeah.
Make sure you get that WAP. Like, EB has the WAP. I'm sure, you know, all of us on here got the WAP. So make sure if you want the WAP,
no,
if you have the WAP, then you're going to be rocking it until waterfalls.
Absolutely.
And the WAP is worship and praise. That's what I'm referring to.
Right.
And it also can be interpreted as Cardi B and Megan said as well. If you had that WAP as well, that can work. You might get a late rent paid, because you can pay rent up to 5 days. So you might, if you got the WAP, you might got somebody that can give you an extra few dollars. You know, if your rent is if you Section 8, you might get that $17 on the 5th. Just hold out.
God.
You know, got that WAP. You might got that. They might got that. The DAP. I think they might be. I think they need to recall that the DAP. The drive version. Radio, y'all. We out.
Yeah.
And,
hey, Q-Man.
All those that. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Real quick. I feel sorry for all of y'all like me out there who's substance abuse or 420 budget has doubled since this COVID has hit us.
Right. Yeah. If y'all feeling down, listen. If y'all feeling down during this pandemic, don't feel down. You know, you got to stay strong, like Monica Vocals when she was 12. That's how you got to be. You know, because Monica Vocals was strong
420.
In 19 of the 95. So you got to stay strong like Monica Vocals when she was 12. That's all I'm saying.
420. And 420.
Don't you like to live and be no more other than me. Yeah,
y'all. I'm Sam and Radio. Thank you so much, Helen, for coming on. We're crazy. We'll get together one day, Helen. I love it. Okay. Superpower. Beyonce, we love you, Beyonce. Happy early birthday.
In the palm of my two hands,
hold each other. That feels
different
from when your hands are in mine.
There's just no way.
Found it. That feels different when I hear yours. Now that's just the way it is. And when I'm standing in this mirror after all these years, what I'm viewing is a little different from what your eyes show ya. I didn't see myself before ya. Moving forward. A subtle power. A tough love. Like a shark. Ooh, like a bear. A tough love.
Think I thought the world would revolve.
I thought the world would revolve. Without us, without us, without us.
But nothing I know could slow us down. Couldn't slow us down.
I thought I could live without you. Hey, hey. There's nothing I know that can break us down. They can't break us down. Just like you, I can't be scared. And just like you, I hope I'm fair. But it's tough love. I know you feel it in the air. Even the babies know it's there. Tough love.
Superpower.
laws of the world tell us what goes in the sky and what falls. It's a superpower. The laws of the world never stopped us once. 'Cause together we got plenty superpower. Much to bear.
And I thought the world would
be ours. Without us, without us, without us.
But nothing I know could slow us down. Could slow us down.
I thought I could live without you. But together we got.
Thank you.